looking for. Whatever it is I want, I seem to need a little bit more. Careful what do you pursue? Choosing it, chooses you. Everything around here.
Yeah. recorded, the gentleman behind me helped me record this new record called Midnight Souvenirs. I'd like to do a couple of songs throughout the evening from it, or a bunch of them, or whatever. And this one was, when I was very young, I got to see the Everly Brothers and Buddy Holly. And they made a massive impression on me, plus Little Richard, of course, and Chuck Berry, and the whole bunch. But I got to meet Buddy Holly in the hallway. Hey, Buddy! Well, there's always later. I can't do that with Buddy. Later is too late. Always asking for you.
See?
I'm trying not to drink before the show. I find if I drink, I remember. If I don't drink, I forget. Knocking at your front door. Funny how you're never there. Still I wait another night, trying to find you. Reaching for my pencil, and I'm working on this book of love. I don't know how the story ends until you tell me. 'Cause I'm waiting on the moon. Yes, I'm waiting on the moon. Reaching for my water in the morning when my throat is dry. I get high, but you're in me deep. You're in me too deep. When will it be over? I'm fumbling with my dumb desire. If I ever touch your face, I'll fall to pieces. And I'm waiting on you. Yes, I'm waiting on you. There goes the night, here comes the light, and it's all too much to see. Wherever you are, you're going too far. I'm still waiting here for you. Waiting here for you. Waiting here for you. Outside the club waiting all afternoon in Boston. Well, actually, it was in Cambridge. And I'm sitting on the steps waiting to meet my idol. I love Muddy Waters. And along came this big Cadillac, followed by the station wagon. Sitting in the front seat was Muddy Waters. And he got out of his seat. I ran up to him and said, "Oh, Mr. Waters, how you doing?" I said, "Man, it's such a great honor to meet you." And he said, "Well, help me with all these amplifiers." I think Muddy thought I worked for the club, so I brought in all the amplifiers and everything, and, you know, and Muddy was getting himself all together, and I went into the bathroom, and in the bathroom was Otis Spann, one of the great, great blues piano players, the Thelonious Monk of Blues, I call him. And he was talking with a gentleman by the name of James Cotton. you some booze? Of course, I was underage, had to run to get a friend to borrow some money. I got some booze, I became instantaneous friends. And the friendship grew even bigger when they realized I had an apartment down the street. So Otis Band liked to have his medicinal cigarettes. And then they, of course, brought Muddy over. And Muddy just loved the place. He had all these 45s on many of the records that he recorded that he forgot he even did. And I was playing him all the stuff, and we became friends. So I became his sort of unofficial valet. This is to Muddy Waters and all the blues greats out in Southside Chicago. Who else we got? We got Lil Walter. What do you got? Otis Rush.
Tampa Red.
Was he from Chicago? No. Now you're cheating here.
Willie Dixon.
All right. You got it?
I say Jimmy Rogers.
Jimmy Rogers. Very good. Muddy. Who? James Cotton. Buddy Guy. John Lee Hooker was in a club called the Odyssey Coffee Shop. And he became a lifelong friend of mine, of course, an inspiration to many, 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 many people and to everybody here on stage. And he was a fantastic guy, but he looked like a mean gangster. Johnny said, "Man, that's one motherfucking smart dog." But when I once went to see John Lee Hooker, I got to meet this gentleman who was going to Harvard University for about 8 days, and his name was Graham Parsons, and this is a song I wrote for Hubert Porter. I have a beautiful voice called "Cry One More Time." With a really great honor, her name is Nico Case. And she helped me record this next song. And I met her in Cambridge. She was working at a club, driving all night from Montreal. Then she was heading from Cambridge, Mass. Down to New York. She didn't eat, so I bought her some dinner. We traded telephone numbers, and every time she comes to Boston, I take her out to dinner. That's been going on for about 12, 13 years. Until finally, one day she said, "I hear you recording." I said, "Oh, yeah." She said, "Well, there's a song that you think might suit me. Let me know." And so we're going to take our time and get it adjusted here. It is.
Sky. say
fuck that shit, man. You're gonna get home, get yourself a nice big tall beer. What is the cream ale? Genesee. They still got that out here. Genesee's cream ale. Across a little shot of scotch. Make sure it goes down right. Get one of those cigarettes. The kind of the spam was smoking, the medicinal cigarette. You start watching Regis and Kelly. Then you get so into it. Like everything Regis is saying. Regis went to a restaurant last night. So fucking stoned, you start calling up your friends. Hey, dude, you know, Regis went to a restaurant last night. He was so fucking having a good time. You did. Then you get into the view. You got to get even higher for that one. Then you find you've been listening to the, watching the Weather Channel for about 3 hours. Looking at the cloud formation going over Wyoming. You decide, hey man, this is tripping. Exactly. So you put on something cool, like you're so stoned you don't realize that you put on a Barry Manilow record. You're so high, it sounds good. One record. Gentlemen right here from this town. There's many great musicians from this town, as you know. I knew Rick James. I tell you, he was one handsome Mamma Jamma. But it was always very nice to me. Got a little fucked up. I think too much too soon, too quick, too fast, like Sly Stone, which is unfortunate because he was a good artist. Neil Young, too, was good work with him. I don't want to call out an artist that I love. His name was Dyke Alistair Christian. Giles, man, we used to do a song of his called So Sharp. I saw Dyke at the Apollo Theater. He was about 6'4", and his band was all 14-year-olds. I bet you didn't even have your pants either. But where was I? I was watching the Weather Channel. And that Barry Manilow was sounding so good. I decided to turn it up loud. I said, loud! Only applied yourself as a word. shorts ain't a way of applying myself. So, shorts didn't suck. But I met some friends in the school. We were outside smoking cigarettes, and one of my friends' father was a painter. And we were all painters at the time, so he was going off to Europe and let us stay at his studio, which was an interesting experience. It was on 89th Street in New York, and on the first floor of this building was a gentleman who had a studio. A gentleman by the name of John Lewis. He was with a great group called the Modern Jazz Quartet. And John was a fantastic piano player, and he would have all sorts of jam sessions going on 24/7. And on the second floor was an artist by the name of Mark Rothko. And on the third floor was Moses Sawyer, Edward Dickinson, who I worked for, and then there was our studio. Now we would talk about painting, we'd philosophize about painting. We would buy a lot of Valentine mail and think about pain. And in those days, go out and get a nickel bag. Now, I bet you see, now, the grass, I can't even go near grass anymore. It's so strong. Back then, you could smoke a nickel bag and, you know, feel something. Now, it's like paralyzation. But we would smoke and then we'd look out the studio and watch the sun going down, and we'd look out at this place called Riverside Drive. And on Riverside Drive, at night in those years, during the summer, you'd hear Sonny Rollins sitting on a bench playing his saxophone. Lovers would be making love on the blanket. And there we were, talking about painting, but of course, never painting. But we would philosophize on hot summer nights and take a walk down Riverside Drive with a cool breeze blowing by the Jersey side, watching the lights by the Palisades. I got the river buzzing around me like a serenade. Outside love again tonight. Outside love. were calling your name. There's a cool breeze blowing from the Jersey side.
Thank you.
good to be out on the street again. Life is just passing by. Time for another try. Sometimes you're here, sometimes you're gone. I feel it come on sweet. I feel it come down hard. I'll go where I got to go. I paid the price, yes I know. Trust me, we wish all cities had some places for us.
The leaves all bare. Thank you. Jufa, Jufa, Mama Jufa!
Oh!
Thank you so much, St. Jerry's Home. We really appreciate it. This is a very special night for myself. Take it easy, but take it. If it's in your scalp, come on, that's what rock and roll is all about. Thank you so much.